Hola, Matadistas. How's everyone doing after Valentine's Day? Don't worry if you didn't have a date, because for us, we only have one club and one Real Madrid. So, and for today, we'll just touch upon some of the results from the UCL the past week. Maybe dive into some of the breaking news about the turtle, some hot news that just dropped. And also, we are gonna deep dive into our visit to the Vallecas as we take on Rayo Vallecano, who are not in the greatest of moments. They've recently gone managerial change as well. But before we get into all of that, let's get a word from our sponsor. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast and want to support us, do check out our partners over at manscaped.com. They have all the grooming equipment to make a man feel special and clean. Use code LBR20 at manscaped.com for a sweet 20% off and free shipping. Well, with that out of the way, to do the preview today, we have a special guest in the form of Willy Noah. You can check out his Twitter after this episode from the description. He's a big time Rayo fan, and he has some spicy tweets going on. So, how are you doing, mate?
I'm fine, and I'm excited with the new coach, manager. So
Yeah, Billy was telling me he actually lives in Barcelona, but somehow he's a Rayo fan. So how did that happen?
now. Now I live in Barcelona, but I'm from Madrid. From before. Before I go to the stadium, and now I'm continue to support it.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
And I have a lot of friends in Madrid, so
Oh yeah, I saw your tweet on
we
PSG as well.
can.
So yeah, I believe you lived in Lyon, but do you actually support PSG in some capacity? No. Yeah.
No.
Okay, all right. With that out of the way, we have Mo as well, like as always. How are you, man? Did you catch the rest of the UCL games? How did that go?
Yeah, Jacob, I'm just happy to be back, talking with Willie about Rayo, because Rayo is a very interesting team in Spanish La Liga. So facing them is always an adventure. So I'm pretty, excited about doing this preview. But I guess everything gets overshadowed when the big news, like what has just broken like 5 minutes ago, it happens. Then everything goes out the window, and you kind of have to talk about Kylian Mbappe. But even before we do that, you talked to me about, like, you asked me about how did I catch the games in the Champions League? To be honest, like, no, I didn't really get the time to. But yeah, I kind of got, like, towards the end of it, I kind of watched PSG take on La Real, and some of Bayern against Lazio. But yeah, PSG La Real was of more interest to me, because as a Madridista, I want to watch PSG lose. So it was kind of disappointing to, anticlimactic that PSG, like, they won by 2 goals to nil after La Real and all the good work they did in the first half. But man, that's football.
Yeah, that Barcola goal was absolutely like, I watched the match and it was heartbreaking for me also. And now I don't think like La Real realistically stand a chance, but yeah, we have to see. Anything can happen.
Yeah, for me personally, it was like more. I was kind of like surprised to learn the fact that I think in the last 5 away games, La Real haven't managed to score a single goal. So it kind of speaks to their woes at the top, and it kind of makes you wonder, like, when we face them, what's going to happen. So kind of looking forward to the game against La Real, but it's Rayo. Firstly, we have to kind of deal with them, because Rayo always managed to get a result against us last season, especially I think at the Vallecas. That was the turning point of our season when they try like they beat us 3-2 or 3-1 or whatever it was. So Vallecas, you can't really take them not seriously. So and they at the end of the day, PSG, like, they had too much quality for for La Real, especially given the likes of Kylian Mbappe, now that you have to start praising him after all the all
Yeah, man,
the all you know all.
let's actually get right into it. Like, let's stop all the bullshit. Like, let's discuss Kylian Mbappe. So, who was the one who actually broke it? It was David Ornstein, right? And the rest of the guys picked it up. Fabrizio Hopkins, all of those guys. And
I'm pretty sure that whoever it was from there, like, let's say Mbappe camp, they fed everybody at the same time. So it's kind of like, going out to everybody together. Like, this is what happens. I think even it was Fabrizio Hopkins from, like, in the French media, who actually posted it even before Ornstein did, because that was the first post I saw on the soccer subreddit. So I'm guessing like that he was the first one who got it. But the thing is, like, these kind of communications, like, you know, they go out together to everyone. So the fact that everybody's reporting the same thing kind of makes me believe that, you know, all of these guys got it together. I think Willie has something to say.
Yeah.
But personally, do you want Mbappé to Real Madrid?
Of course.
I mean, he's the best player in the world, yeah? So it doesn't matter if I want him or not. When a player is as good as that, you have to take him.
But if one player, due to my club, the things who Mbappé do the last years, I don't want the player on my team, you know?
I don't know if it's done anything for me to say that. Like, there's nothing that serious.
So, Willy, are you talking about the many times that he's actually used Real Madrid to get a better contract at PSG? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about his character of, like, trying to push out Neymar and Messi out of the team? Maybe things like that?
No, I talk many times who he said, yes, I want to go to Real Madrid. Finally, no, I stay in PSG. Okay, you say the club of your dreams, it's Real Madrid.
Yep. What?
I think it's only happened once, right? In 2022. Before that, it never happened. Like, in 2021, he wanted to come. He even did an interview. It was like PSG who, like, kind of stopped the move. Last year, we kind of heard all of these rumors, but like Mbappe never came out and said that he wanted to move to Madrid last year. He kind of said that he wanted to stay on. So, you know, you can only judge him based on what he says. And yeah, 2022 was disappointing. But the fact is, like, even if, I mean, we have a track record of talking shit about him on the channel. But the thing is, like, he is kind of like the best player in the world. I mean, love him or hate him. And, you know, despite all the antics that he did about pushing Neymar out and, you know, whatever happened with Messi and whatever happened at PSG, the fact remains that he is the best player in the world. And Real Madrid, like, they have a track record of signing these kind of players. So, you know. When he comes, you kind of hope that he does it well. And that's all we can wish for.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the fans as well, I think they share the sentiment. So Hassan is in the chat. He says, Kili, Mbappe, Mbappe, oh. He's already started singing. Meta TV says, Kili Mbappe to Real Madrid. Here we go. Hassan says, we're winning it all. Barca are never winning the league again. And he also says, Atleti don't win anyway. They may as well pack their bags and move to France or something.
Now, I mean, personally, I think talking about Real Madrid, like Mbappe coming to Real Madrid, is like a little bit premature because we don't actually have a deal with him. The only bit that is confirmed is the fact that he's going to leave PSG. But like, yeah, everybody expects him to come here. But like, from whoever, like reliable, I've talked to people who have like kind of sources, all of them have said that he hasn't, you know, signed the contract. And even like Mario Cartagena in The Athletic, he had an article a couple of days ago where he said that Mbappe and his family, they aren't really impressed by the contract that Real Madrid have offered him. And from what I know, Madrid are not going to change the offer. So, you know, it is kind of like, you know, you have to take it at its face value. So we'll see what happens. I mean, nobody's going to improve that offer because you don't really expect Liverpool or Arsenal to go and, you know, give a higher offer than what Madrid are giving. And now that he says he's not staying on at PSG, that means that, you know, he kind of wants to leave. So he's not going to get a better offer unless and until he decides to go to City, you know, join hands with Haaland create a juggernaut over there. at that point, you might as well, you know, just stop football and give all the Champions Leagues to Manchester City. But yeah, I kind of hope he comes here. I mean, he's the best player in the world, right? So you kind of expect the best player in the world to play at Madrid, even though, you know, Willy rightly pointed out everything that he's done and, you know, all the antics that we have seen from him at PSG, I don't think that would be tolerated at Madrid.
Billy, but can I ask, as a neutral fan or as a Rayo fan, if you have to see Mbappe every day, I mean, every week in La Liga, wouldn't you be happy or would you actually be annoyed by it?
For me, it's the same, you know. I don't care. But personally, I think he will play in England.
In England?
In Premier League.
Okay. Some interesting takes, but yeah, it remains to be seen where exactly, like Mo said, we have to make sure that he signs the contract and everything. So, and Hassan says, Matteo Moreto reported that he's agreed to join as well. So, personal terms agreed?
No, from what I know, the terms aren't agreed yet. Like, I haven't seen it. Maybe it is, probably because Matteo Morata is like a, he is a proper journalist, and who am I? So, you know, the thing is, like, you have to take his word for it, because this guy's a reliable journalist working for a level, you know, an international organization, and we are kind of like, you know, doing it from our rooms. So, obviously, we don't have more information than them. But yeah, personally, from what I know, like, the agreement isn't done yet.
All right. Anyways, I'm super excited. I'm already sold. Like, it's yet again, I'm totally convinced that Mbappe is going to come to Real Madrid. But yeah.
Man, Jacob, I wish I had your optimism after the last 2 years.
Man, like, so this is the final thing, like, the final year, right? If this does not happen this year, then we shouldn't even hope. So, but
yeah. Actually,
but this came, like, very early on, right? We didn't have to wait too much, so I feel like this actually might happen.
This was kind of expected, that this season it would, like, come early, because, like, everybody was telling him, you know, we don't want this repeat of the same thing. And I kind of think that this time around, like, Florentino is the only one from Madrid who's actually pushing for the deal to go through. Mm-hmm. So kind of expected to happen, but let's see.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read one more comment on Ashik, and then we'll move away from the turtle, okay? So Ashik says, Kylian Mbappe to Real Madrid again for the fourth year straight. Laughing my ass off.
I mean, I guess it gives us a lot of opportunities to make a lot of, you know, podcast episodes, yeah, and specials and whatnot.
Yeah, so...
I see.
Yeah.
I see the next commentary. There should be a rule in Spain and Europe. The league should be renamed to the name of the team that gets the 40 La Liga title first. No, guy. The football, it's more than one title, you know. With money, you can have titles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, look, now Girona, they have the money who Manchester City gives. And look, the last year they stay in second division, you know. Not only the titles are football.
Yeah, that's very true. But, you know, at least La Liga is not named Uber Eats or something.
Yeah, it is named EA Sports. So.
Not it's at least football related. And Ashik says, until Mbappe actually gets on the pitch as a Real Madrid player, forget the presentation. But gets on the actual pitch as a Real Madrid player for a match, he's not a Real Madrid player yet.
No, I mean, unless and until he gets on the pitch and, you know, goes to the Colosseum and at halfway and scores a goal, you know, when we are 1-0 down. He's not a Madrid player till then.
Yep. All right. Without further ado, then, let's drop Mbappe for the moment and, you know, get into Rayo. So, Willy, tell us, Rayo right now, they're 14th in the league. You guys haven't won the last 5 matches. You just sacked your coach and brought in a new guy. He was your assistant in the last season, the second coach, Perez. So just break down how the season went, man. Why Rayo are 14th in the league?
Personally, I'm so happy, personally, because from the first day I said the football of Francisco is not the football for the Rayo, you know. And we win in the first 6 matches, we win 3. Later in all La Liga, we win 2 matches, you know. It's a difficult situation, but now I'm happy and I hope Inigo can do better. I think a lot of persons in Vallecas are happy too.
Yeah.
We hope our football is going to change or strategy in the match and all going to change because we need.
Yeah, but can you actually break down why Francesco football was like bad? Because we came to the Vallecas last season and we had a very difficult time. That was a shocking defeat as well.
The last season with Iraola and Don Iraola, we have a very different football because it's a basket in the attack, you know. We have, I think, the second alienation more long in the La Liga, the difference of meters between the goalkeeper and the striker. Mm-hmm. And now we play for the 0-0, and it's okay for us, one point, you know. And no, this is not the Rayo Vallecano, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like that. The person starts to call us Mata Gigantes, you know, it's giant killer. Mm. Because normally we play better against Real Madrid, against Barca, but don't know.
Yeah. So, did you actually lose any players? Have any new players come in from last season? You guys used to play such a nice, attractive counter-attacking football with very attacking players.
But not a lot of them. I think the difference in the last season and this season are 3 players, you know.
Mm.
Not chance a lot of the chance, the mentality of the manager.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's this.
Yeah.
I hope it's this.
Yeah. More do you share the same sentiment? You think just the manager change will see a complete turnaround in Raya's play?
I think something to keep in mind is the fact that they brought in Inigo Perez, who used to be like on the team, the coaching staff of Andoni Iraola. So I think they kind of wanted to go back to the old philosophy, old style. So I think they're kind of hoping that, you know, it worked out for them the way Iraola worked out for them. I think there was an interesting comment that was made on La Liga and La Segunda División, like recently, was like teams who play a good style of football have a difficulty getting out. So Rayo, if I remember correctly, they finished 6th the season they came up, and they kind of won the playoffs, you know, and they got in. Same thing with Girona as well when they came up to La Liga. But when they came to the league, they had an exceptional brand of football. You know, all of us saw it last season going to Vallecas, and, you know, Rayo's record against Barcelona, it speaks for itself. But this season, you know, under Francisco, I don't think it worked out for them at all, because they had this big defeat at Atleti as well. I think they got thrashed by 7 or something. So I hope it works out, because Rayo, you know, Rayo is a team that you always want in La Liga, because their style of football, it kind of adds to the variety, you know, that we face in the league. It's not always nice to be playing against teams who sit back and, you know, defend with 11, 10 men every game. So the variety that Iraola especially brought to the league with his Rayo, and, you know, the work that Girona are doing this season under Michel, I think that's like that's worthy of applause. We have to applaud it. So for me personally, I hope it works out for them. But let's see. But, you know, like they said, like Willy said, I think they haven't lost too many players. So they have the core. Alvaro Garcia is there. Isi Palazon is still there, you know. So the key players are there, but let's see how they adapt to this new manager. But I think they kind of lost Fran and all of these guys, so it kind of probably hurt them. But let's see what happens, you know, with Inigo Perez.
Hmm. Yeah, Willy, have you actually had to replace Fran Garcia? So who's your left back right now? Is he good enough?
But I think, okay, Fran Garcia are a player who are very important the last season. Catena too. So in the back are difficult to us. But I think Legend come to Rayo Vallecano, Espino too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are great players too. And I don't think it's a problem that they change, you know?
Yeah, Espino is a good player.
Yeah. Legend too. I think for the free kick, for example, he's very good too, you know? This season, it's not we don't play very well, Rayo. But if you see Legend, it's one of the players who don't let and continue to run at the 80, at the 90, you know.
Mm.
So I think we have good players. The players we change are good things, you know.
Yeah, understandable. So let's say the new manager comes in with a new tactic. So what do you expect tomorrow's lineup to be on Sunday? Is it the same group of players that we saw against Mallorca, or what is your ideal starting lineup?
I don't know, because
your manager?
You know, it's yesterday who changed, and I can't know. I hope we're gonna be better, but I think we need some time to change the dynamic, you know.
Yeah, but it's gonna be hard. Your next two games are Real Madrid at home and then Girona away, right? Very hard games.
Yeah, I think it's two games who before are lost, you know, but are two games okay for Inigo can what he have, and later we have the final with Cadiz, you know.
Mm. Yeah, so we can expect that Alvaro Garcia, Kike Perez, and Easy Palazón, they're all going to start. Camello as well. So how has Radamel Falcao been doing? Is he actually available or is he injured? Is he still your player?
I think Radamel Falcao, it's now I think it's not a player for the Rayo Vallecano.
Okay.
Before, he's a very good player, one of the best.
Yeah,
but not now. And I think the Rayo need more young players like Camello, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, but the core of the team that we faced last season, okay,
interesting.
No, okay. I was saying the core players that we saw last season, they're still there. Cisse, Lejuene, like Bayou is there. Espino is the new guy. But Camello, Perez, and Easy Palazón, it's pretty much the same starting lineup. It's just that the system is different now. And possibly we'll see the same attacking, counter-attacking system on Sunday. Is that what you're expecting?
I think he don't gonna change a lot of. We need change, but you know, if you change in one day, one team, maybe they don't know how to play. You know, you need to change the little bit, a little bit. You know.
Yeah. So how
they want change tomorrow? Another change.
Yeah, that is totally understandable. I wanted to ask also, like, how is Raul de Thomas doing? Why is he so? Is Camello the usual starter, or is Raul de Thomas playing a lot as well?
I hope Raul de Thomas, because he need, you know, he need. 1 year before, he are in the national team. Are the Spanish who with more goals, you know, and now he can't.
Yeah,
but I need it because he need confidence, you know.
Oh, okay. So how many goals does he have? Who is your team's top scorer now?
Raul Tomás this season.
Yeah, this season, who is the top scorer for Rayo? Who is getting the goals?
Álvaro García.
Álvaro García, okay. Yeah, so anyways, it's going to be very difficult to predict the lineup, but I think we can expect most of these players to start against Real Madrid. It remains to be seen if, you know, you guys go and change the total system, or we see the same defensive lineup for the first two matches by the new manager. And then you guys try to improve after these two games. Because it is very difficult, two matches, to actually change up everything when you face Real Madrid and Girona. Yeah. Mo, do you have anything else to add that's interesting in terms of Rayo? Because, you know, we can actually go ahead with the message from Doris after that.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing to note about the fact Rayo is the fact that they kind of, like, you know, second least number of goals in La Liga. That was a little bit surprising to me. And not only that, but the amount of chances they create isn't great either. So for me, like whenever you think of Rayo, think of a team that is like, you know, swashbuckling and attacking, especially when you think about the days of Paco Gemes and all those managers that they had previously, you know. I think we were talking about Raul de Tomas, but Raul de Tomas has kind of been disappointing ever since he's gone to Rayo. I think Willy also referenced that, you know, he needs a little bit of confidence, but he doesn't have that. So, and Sergio Camello, I think, is the one who's being trusted by the staff. You know, even last season, if I remember when we went to Vallecas, he kind of played ahead of, you know, I don't think Raul de Tomas was there back then, but he kind of went in the winter. But yeah, even then, Sergio Camello was kind of starting and everything. So ever since he's been there, like, you know, he had this period where he actually didn't get to play. I think it was because of the whole transfer fiasco between Espanyol and Rayo and everything. And the transfer didn't go on time and everything. So ever since then, he's been kind of like, you know, off of foot. So he's been a step slower and everything. So for me personally, I am not like, I don't expect Raul de Tomas to start tomorrow against, like, sorry, to start on Sunday against us. But I mean, yeah, it's probably going to be Camello, and, you know, Alvaro Garcia and Isi Palazón are the players who kind of scared me the most, you know. And probably they have players like Oscar Trejo, probably comes off the bench, you know, because I think Enteca is the one who's starting more these days. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure, I may be wrong here, but you know, these guys kind of, they have the ability to trouble, especially depending on what kind of you know, game plan Iñigo Perez decides to go with, especially because he's somebody who seems to me, looking from the outside, to be a callback to what Iraola used to do. So if we see the same Rayo, you know, with the same intensity they used to play under Iraola, I think it's going to be a good game. But if it's more like what Iñigo Perez used to do, it might be a snooze fest, because, you know, holding out for a 0-0 for the first game against Madrid, you know, especially a Madrid who, like, completely destroyed Girona, that you wouldn't blame the manager to do that. So, and then he has Girona up next. So as long as he gets like two decent results, you know, two draws for Rayo from these two games, he kind of, like, you know, you get 2 points from games you didn't actually expect any points. So that might be something that plays into his mind, you know. But overall, let's see what happens, you know. That's basically it.
Absolutely. All right. Without further ado, we have a message from Torres. Big up her, and make sure, you know, after we come back, we'll discuss the Real Madrid lineups and the predictions and whatnot.
Yeah. All right.
Hola Madridistas, I'm back once again to remind you guys that we're partnered up with Manscaped, and if you want to help and support this project and this little family of ours, be sure to check out Manscaped and use code LBR20 at checkout for 20% off and free shipping. So 2024 is in full swing, we're already a month in, and if you had any New Year's resolutions to look better, you know, feel better, I have a company called Manscaped. They're trusted by more than 10 million men worldwide, and if you want to take a positive step, you know, in a good direction this year, start with yourself. And Manscaped asked us to introduce you guys to the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It's a hair trimmer, you know, for your sensitive bits. It features skin safe technology, you know, to keep your sensitive bits safe. It has an LED bright, it's waterproof, you can use it in the shower. You get two extra heads, blade heads, to go either full smooth or a normal blade head. If you want to go all in, you can get the whole package. You get a nose trimmer, you get crop preserver, it's a ball deodorant, you get some aftershave, and in the box you also get some boxers and a bag, you know, to keep all of those things in. So yeah, if you're interested, go to manscaped.com, use code LBR20 to get 20% off at checkout and free shipping. That's LBR20 to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. And thank you guys, and back to the video.
2022, also lower than current salary.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, good line. So we were just talking about the Mbappe news, about Fabrizio saying Mbappe hasn't actually signed the deal, but yeah. Do you think he's like comparable in salary to Jude Bellingham, or like maybe Alaba, or it's going to be like substantially higher?
From what I've heard, like the thing is, like, Vinicius and Jude are going to be the references for salaries going forward. So Mbappe is probably going to be a level above them. So he's going to get paid more, but it's not substantially more. But the offer is substantially less than what was made in 2022. So, you know, and that was confirmed by like multiple journalists already, like Mario also said, talked about it. And I see a tweet from Fabrizio also confirming that. And if I remember, like Julien Laurent, who broke the news a couple of weeks back, you know, was it last week? He kind of broke the news about this whole Mbappe thing. And he was also talking about how this offer was like, you know, much lower. And it was like half, he was taking like 50% pay cut from his PSG salary and everything. So from what I know, the offer is like way lower. Even the Mbappe clan are like kind of like surprised, because last time in 2022 they got like more money for signing on and everything, but this time it's less. But Real Madrid are like, you know, you kind of, if you decide to come, you have to come on our terms after everything that happened. Yeah. So let's see. From what I've heard, like the club are not gonna budge, but it's Mbappe. You know, you can't say no to Mbappe. So.
Absolutely.
I think I can if Mbappe due to my club that who due to Real Madrid, I can't say no, you know. But
if I think like a fan, I'm probably gonna say no, because like, you know, we've had a lot of conversations on this podcast itself, and I'm gonna say no. But when Florentino is making a decision, he's not making a decision like a fan. He's thinking more about, you know, as the president of Real Madrid, he's trying to build a Real Madrid for the next 10 years. So he's not going to take into account his emotions while making decisions. So there's a reason why Florentino is like, he's the best president that Spanish football has had in years. So, you know, if he decide that Mbappe is going to come, we kind of like, you know, I kind of like support him.
No, and I'm with you, you know, it's Mbappe. If now he want to really come, even if you have seven strikers, you take Mbappe. You can't say no.
Exactly. All right. So, do you want to take us through maybe the Real Madrid side of injuries? I know Brahim actually escaped being injured. So, are any of them, so other players who are injured back? So, Jude, Rudiger, Nacho, are any of them back?
No, like to answer your question, I don't think anybody's back. Like, Jude is out for 2 to 3 weeks. So, we already know about that. And Rudiger is like, you know, is expected he'll be out for 2 weeks. I was kind of reading into it, and I think Ancelotti talked about this in his press conference. They said that initially when they did the scans and everything, because of a hematoma, they couldn't actually see whether the muscle was damaged or not. But after that, like, kind of cleared up, they kind of found out that there was more damage. So he has had this injury ever since he got injured because of Greenwood against, you know, Getafe. So it's probably going to be 2 to 3 weeks to him as well. So for now, I think we're going to continue with Nacho and Tchouaméni as a centre-back pairing. The only good thing is, like, you know, Brahim didn't actually get injured. So, you know, we have Brahim, especially with his easy runs and what he did against Leipzig, you know, that goal. Just like Messi, only better. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other narrative out of that game, Leipzig game, was that Modric did not get any minutes. And I saw a few reports saying that he was super unhappy and, you know, the club are trying to move him on. Definitely, like, there's no question about it. So is that true?
It's difficult to say, man. I think the only person who can answer that is Modric, because the club has said that if Modric wants to stay, he can stay. If he wants to leave, he can leave. You know, that they have left the decision to Modric. But for me personally, as a fan, from the way I like look at things, I kind of expect Modric to leave at the end of the season, because, you know, a player like Modric not getting minutes. If I remember correctly, I was reading reports like 40% minutes. He's only played 40% of available minutes. So, you know, a player like Modric, a competitive animal like Modric, probably doesn't want to stay and sit on the bench. And the reports are that he was unhappy because he was promised like more of a chance going into the season when he renewed last year. But it hasn't transpired this way. I am kind of surprised about that because, you know, if I was Modric, I would be expecting this. You know, he's 38 right now, you know, yeah. As good as he is and as good, you know, as good as he used to be and as good as he is right now. At some point, the transition is going to happen. It happens with everybody. You know, it happened with Cristiano. It happened with Benzema. I mean, Benzema kind of left before the transition happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, it happened with Cristiano. It happened with Benzema. It kind of like even Ramos kind of like saw the writing on the wall, you know. And the biggest example would be Pepe, because Pepe went the last season and Varane like took him over, even though I would say Pepe still had a lot of football left in him. And he's kind of demonstrated it. But Real Madrid know when to make the transition. So right now we have, you know, transition from the team, especially after defeat that happened against City. If you remember, Big Steve came here and said with the chest, I'm going to retire your players. Yeah. And he's kind of doing that, it's even, you know, like years back, 1 year down the line. So for me personally, yeah, I kind of think Modric is going to leave. And, you know, the only good thing is like I hope the farewell comes on good terms. Modric goes out winning the 6th Champions League.
Absolutely. And you know, the problem that most fans are having is that, okay, we know Modric is getting less minutes, but Ceballos recently has been getting more minutes than Modric, and we just don't understand that.
I think Modric has like more minutes than Ceballos overall this season.
Overall, yeah. But recently, yeah. I've seen more of Ceballos and less of Modric, man.
Nah, man, I don't think so.
Oh, is it just like, because Ceballos has been like shocking whenever he has come on, and I just remember.
Yeah, definitely. That's probably it, because you know whenever Ceballos plays, you kind of notice him, because if you remember, even in the game against Atleti, Modric came on before Ceballos, but Ceballos played, like coming on like kind of seemed to be a lightning rod for everybody, because we conceded that goal to Llorente, you know, towards the end. So
yeah, that actually makes sense. So. I know we have only 5 points as a lead, but do you think we can actually give Modric a few minutes, you know, just to keep him happy for this final season? Or will we just prioritize La Liga no matter what?
I think the thing is, like, 5 points isn't too big a lead, because I've said this before as well. Like, you know, it's just two games. So you have to be careful. A bad result against Rayo, and suddenly the pressure is back on us, you know. And with the Champions League in mind, you kind of want to have that breathing room. So for me personally, I hope that, you know, and I think Ancelotti would probably go the same way, you know, get as many points as you can when you have the best players possible. So Ancelotti always does that, you know, plays the best players possible. And yeah, although this season he's been rotating a little bit more, trying with Cruz, playing with Modric instead of Cruz. And I think he did that against Getafe, but we saw how the game against Getafe went. We kind of struggled for control in that game. And when Cruz came on, suddenly the game changed. So for me personally, I want to keep that in mind. You know, Cruz shouldn't be dropped. So Modric, I don't see him starting in place of Fede or, you know, even Brahim. So, and Camavinga is probably going to be playing. And you need those two physical beasts around Cruz, you know, to compensate for whatever weaknesses that he has. So for me personally, I wouldn't really say that Modric should, you know, be played instead of Cruz or anybody. But yeah, rotations will happen, you know, at some point in time, you kind of have to take the load off your best player. So let's see what happens.
100%. And so yeah, let's just go through the lineup quickly, I guess. There's not going to be any changes, according to you and me, from the Leipzig game, yeah?
Yeah, maybe if the only change he makes is probably bringing in Joselu instead of Brahim. Maybe, you know, because Brahim had that injury scare, and Joselu probably deserves to start. And especially if Rayo decide they want to sit back and, you know, defend, that might be a good shot to go with.
Mm. So do you actually think Fran Garcia could pop in? Because, you know, obviously, maybe the sentiment wins over and he starts Fran instead of Mendy.
It will be interesting, definitely. I kind of think he'll get a substitute run out, but I'm not sure if he'll start. Especially given the fact that we have a weak backline, you know, as it is.
Yeah. So let's ask Willy. Willy, would you rather face Fran Garcia or Ferland Mendy?
Personally, I think Mendy have more levels, you know, than Fran Garcia.
Yeah.
But for sentiment, I love Fran Garcia. I love to see him again, even if it's with Real Madrid, to see him in Vallecas, I love it.
Yeah.
And I think all the persons in at the stadium.
Absolutely.
And we are so sad because we are so sad because Bellingham can't stay with us. Because okay, it's a good thing for us at the game, but we want Bellingham in Vallecas because the supporters, the fans of the Rayo Vallecano, are very anti-fascist. You know, it's against violence or things like that. We think with the things with Greenwood, Bellingham, it's a hero now in Vallecas.
Yeah, you want to see all of those players, even Modric, if he gets a substitute appearance, it would be nice for the Vallecas to actually applaud him, or you know.
I kind of remember one incident from the Vallecas. It's like once upon a time there was this right wing politician who went to the stadium to watch the match, because I think their president Raul Martin Presa, he kind of invited him. So after that, all the Rayo fans, they went to the stadium to watch it because they wanted all the, you know, the right wing nonsense to go away. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, at least this club is run better than some other clubs that we know that we're about to soon face, you know. So, anyways, yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps it up. So, do you want to take up anything else? I know Ashik is already in the chat. He says he predicts a Joselu hat trick. There you go. I said it.
Naman, for me, the only interesting thing was, like, we talked about a lot about transfers, but we didn't talk about the fact that Alphonso Davies was also rumored to have an agreement with Madrid today.
Yeah, so that was something... reported by Relevo again, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was them who reported it. Yeah, so for me also, that was interesting to see what happens next season, because there was also another report from Relevo that said that Ancelotti wants Flamengo to be renewed. So, you know, Flamengo, Alphonso Davies, Fran Garcia, Miguel Gutierrez, I think this is kind of like an interesting conundrum to have if you're, you know, at Real Madrid. So it would be interesting to see if Alphonso Davies does end up coming here next season. Mbappe, Davies, Endrick, all these guys. I kind of think, like, you know,
Real Madrid all in one summer. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, but for me personally, I hope Flamengo stays, because, you know, he's been integral to us in the defensive in the big games. So you can never undercount that.
Yeah, if you had asked me that question, like, before the season started, I would have said, man, let's sell Mendy. But he has, time and time again, he's shown me that he's still as good defensively. There was a time when he used to make very, very dumb mistakes, but I feel like that's out of his game now.
For me personally, I think the biggest issue with Mendy has always been the fact that he cannot stay fit, because of the number of muscular injuries that he's had over the past year or so. But there was actually an interesting side ever since, like, COVID started and everything. I think Alphonso Davies has missed the same number of games as Flamengo. So, you know, when you put that everything into balance, you kind of, like, you know, you're kind of wondering if it's the right signing for Real Madrid to make. And I think Alphonso Davies is again out with injury currently. So,
So he did not play in the UCL again, right? Yeah, he did not.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of has a knee ligament injury, so he's not been playing. But Yemen, I think that's the thing. If you are discounting Flamengo because he's having too many injuries, you can't go and sign Alphonso Davies in the same way. You know, he also has injuries. So,
yeah.
For me personally, I've always been, like, you know, we're pretty clear. I would love the fact that if they bring on Miguel Gutierrez back instead of, you know, Alphonso Davies. But if Alphonso Davies comes, you know, all of us will be supporting him, chanting him, and saying we were never against him. So
yeah, yeah. Ashik says we actually need a right back, but we do have a right back, and I think we're gonna extend Lucas Vazquez's contract as well, right?
Yeah, that was the rumor. The rumor that Real Madrid have changed their mind and they kind of want to, like, extend Lucas Vazquez. For me personally, I think while we do need a right back, there's nobody in the market that, like, is kind of, like, you know, worth going after. For me, it's like, once you have Dani Carvajal, you don't really, you know, it's really difficult to get a replacement for him, especially with the recent news that PSG are going to start talking with Hakimi for a renewal. So it will be interesting to see what Real Madrid do, but I like I said in the previous pods as well, you know, this summer, I don't really expect us to go for right back. I hope we don't go for right back. It's probably going to be the next summer when, you know, everything is more clear and we'll probably have a better idea of what Jan Couto is like. You know, this season has been pretty good, but let's see. Let's give him one more year and see, you know, what kind of a player he is. Maybe somebody else pops up somewhere else. Or maybe, you know, the contract situations of players, like, you know, everybody keeps bigging up Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yeah. Although, personally, I'm not a big fan, but, you know, he also has like 18 months left. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, with a new manager, you know, he might be on the way out there as well. We don't know. We have to wait. Okay. And Saucy here says Davies 100%. He also says, I don't trust Girona players. Doesn't matter how good they are this year.
Now, for me, Miguel Gutierrez is because I've followed him since Castilla. And like, even since his Castilla, I always said that Rembrandt shouldn't have sold, you know, shouldn't have sold him. He should have been the one who should have been playing. And under Zidane, I think he was on the way to becoming making a spot his own. But Ancelotti came and he, for some reason, decided Marcelo was going to play. So Miguel Gutierrez, one mistake, and he was, like, consigned back to Castilla. So for me, it's like, he's probably the best player that Real Madrid have had since Hakimi from the Castilla setup. So.
So why was he actually sold? So I believe at that time he had some health issues.
Yeah, yeah, he had health issues. But I don't think he was sold because of that. He was sold because Ancelotti wasn't giving him playing time. And, like, the club and the player both agreed that, you know, his cycle at Castilla had come to an end. The only reason he actually stayed at Castilla for, like, a season or two more than expected was because Raul kind of asked him to. Because otherwise he was, like, I believe in 2020 after the Youth League, they won the title, you know, under Raul. He had a lot of offers to go to first division teams. But Raul kind of wanted him to stay and, you know, help Madrid, like, challenge for promotion. If for some reason it didn't happen, last season. We all know how it turned out, but you know, last season he had already gone by then.
Yeah. All right. I guess that pretty much wraps it up. Let's go with predictions. So, Willy, we like to do a prediction on what you think the game is going to end up as in terms of the scoreline. You can go first. What do you think is going to be the scoreline?
Right. I think 2-1 for the Rayo Vallecano.
For Rayo? Okay. So who are going to be the scorers? You did mention that maybe Raul de Tomas is going to start over Camello.
Raul de Tomas, Fran García, and Vinicius Jr.
Oh, wow. I mean, is Fran García an own goal? Like, how is it a 2-1?
Fran García, no, Álvaro García.
Álvaro García, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Maybe it's Álvaro. You know, with Álvaro García is like the guy who scored most goals for Lyon this season. Raul de Tomas probably has 0.
All right. That makes sense. Yeah, 2-1 is not a bad shot, especially if, you know, you guys can hold on to the lead and, you know, keep us worried in the second half. Okay, so how about you, Mo? What's your prediction
going to be? I'll probably go with 2-1 for us. Yeah, I'll flip Willy. And I'll make this interesting. I'll say Radamel Falcao will come off the pitch and score one goal.
No, man. For me, personally, because Tchouaméni is playing, I feel like he's going to keep up his record of not conceding any goals in the back line. So it's going to be a 1-0 for me. Just a boring 1-0.
What if Kepa starts tomorrow?
Kepa? Oh, Sunday. My God. Okay, I see your point. Maybe a 2-1 is not a bad shout, yeah. But honestly, man, like, I just hope Kepa doesn't start.
No, man, for me, the thing is, like, we're going to be weak aerially, and Radamel Falcao is like somebody, even at this age, you know, he's been good aerially. So I can never discount him, you know, coming off the bench and scoring that one header. But yeah, I hope we keep a clean sheet. I hope we win. But, you know, the thing is, like, Rayo is a team that I can't, like, I have a soft spot for. So I'll give them one goal. 2-1. Yeah, fair 2-1. Enough for me.
All right. Ashik also has some predictions. He says 4-1. It's going to be Joselu hat-trick, and Brahim's going to score the other. Yeah. I don't know about the Joselu one, but Brahim scoring is not a bad shout. Man, but okay. Go ahead.
I hope, you know, Farouk has already put, you know, the Joselu, all the shirts on back on the order, you know, because Joselu hat-trick is happening tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And Saucy brings up an important point. He just says, I just want Ancelotti to give at least 15 to 20 minutes to Guler.
I kind of think that he'll play tomorrow. As long as, you know, the result doesn't get too touchy, you know, it doesn't become too, like, too close or, like, too uncomfortable for us, I kind of think that Arda Güler is going to play tomorrow.
But humor me this, right? Let's say that Rayo is going to sit back, okay, tomorrow, later on in the second half. Why can't we actually bring on Arda Güler? Because he can unlock a defense probably better than any of the other attackers in tight spaces.
For me personally, the thing is, like, what I want to see is, like, what kind of style that Rayo come out with. Is it physical? Is it, like, are they, like, you know, being too aggressive and everything, tackling everywhere? Because if it's that style, I don't think Ancelotti is going to risk Arda, because I've already read reports of him not being that enthused about his physicality. So, you know, with that in mind, I am expecting, if it's comfortable, that he brings him on. But yeah, you have a point, you know. If it's a close game and, you know, we need attacking power, I think Arda is a good shot to bring on from the bench. And with Joselu, you know, with Joselu being there with us, with our ability to play into crosses into him, you know, even Fran would probably come on in that situation. So that would be interesting to see.
Absolutely. All right, let's wrap this up. So, Willy, it's been a pleasure having you on. You know, let's just hope you have a good match at the Vallecas. You hope to. I hope you can see a bit of Modric, you know, if he actually decides to retire. Hope he does feature in this game, and, you know, you guys get to see it. Also, before we go, you know, we'd like to thank our partners over at Manscaped. And you guys, if you actually like this podcast and you want to support us, this is a great way to do it. You know, just go buy a t-shirt, buy a nail clipper. It doesn't cost that much, and, you know, it'll be really supporting the podcast. So yeah, if you can, please do that. And last but not the least, big shout out to Real Madrid Committee as well, our partners over at Instagram. Check out all the descriptions below. It's linked below, and, you know, give them a follow as well. So Willy, we like to go out by saying hala matat. You can say whatever comes to your mind. But yeah. Mo, until next time, hala Madrid.
Hala Madrid.
No.
No.
See you.
Okay. Fair enough.